Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
This is Healthy Children, brought to you by the American Academy of Pediatrics on RadioMD.com. Here's Melanie Cole, MS.
When you send your kids off to college, they face certain, you know, medical issues. And I remember when I was in college just yesterday, you know, the clinics and going there for checkups or even getting birth control from the clinics. There's so many things to think about now with your children away at college. And how do you even know if they're getting good medical care and taking good care of themselves? My guest is Dr. Linda Reed Chasiakos. She's a clinical assistant professor of pediatrics at the David Geffen School of Medicine in UCLA. So, Dr. Reed, when we send our children off, do we as parents first right away start off by checking out the medical situation there, the clinic, what's involved, if they need to get medication? Do we go and do all this?
Well, actually, I would start even before that. Just as we did meet our pediatrician before our babies were born, we would do the same thing. I would have your son or daughter have a physical with your pediatrician to just go over any transition issues or medical concerns that they may have before they go off to college. And that's also an opportunity to get the pre-entry vaccines that are recommended, including the tetanus, diphtheria, pertussis vaccine, including the meningococcal vaccine, especially if they're going to be in the dormitories, they may need a booster. And if they have not had the human papillomavirus vaccine, which is generally given to both men and women at ages 11 or 12, then it's an opportunity to begin that vaccine as well. Another vaccine that's recommended is the hepatitis B vaccine. So the pre-entry physical and catching up on vaccinations is a wonderful first step. Then, of course, visiting the school and learning about all of the outstanding resources that most college campuses have, and you touched on some of them. Most college campuses have a fully functioning health center, which either has including mental health services, such as psychologists providing services there, or they have a separate counseling and psychological services center on campus. And the mental health centers generally tend to have psychologists, sometimes psychiatrists, and social workers available, usually to see students for free if they meet some challenges with a transition to school or while they're at school. The student health centers tend to be large and tend to have doctors and nurses, and usually visits with the doctors and nurses are free. And they also sometimes provide immunizations. They provide counseling with regards to travel if your student is going to be doing any field experiences or work. So all of these activities are definitely getting to know the health center, the counseling center. Plus, if your young adult has a chronic medical condition, reaching out to the health center or to the counseling center in advance can help your child transition to college, because care can be transferred from your supervision, for example, providing medications on a daily basis, to the counseling center or the health center, so that your child can continue to be treated for a chronic condition or know where to go in case of an emergency.
Well, and I think it's so important that you mentioned mental health, because, you know, they go through that stress of final, you know, first independence and then the all the work that you get at college and the social, you know, interactions. So mental health being so important, sexual health being another very important thing that they are going to think about before they go away to college. They're going to see it all around them at college. So sexual health, you mentioned the human papillomavirus vaccine, making sure that they've had that. And then what? I mean, do you want your children visiting the sexual health center, making sure that they're protected, learning about protection, or is that the parents' job before they even go away?
I have some good news that education is good. Education is not harmful, and education does not drive negative behavior. It drives positive behavior. So I would answer that each parent has to be comfortable with what they can comfortably communicate. with their teenager or young adult. Some parents can engage in educational discussions about social activities, sexual health, alcohol, tobacco, and other drugs with their teenagers and young adults. Others can't. This is why we have either having a visit with a pediatrician or encouraging a teenager or a young adult to go to the campus health facilities to engage in those discussions would be wonderful. Most campus health facilities have departments of health education or health promotion with trained health educators and peer educators who can provide accurate information about reducing risk and looking at healthy lifestyles. You touched on some of the issues. The American College Health Association has assessed impediments to academic and personal success in college, but these impediments to academic success include sleep, lack of sleep or lack of good sleep, include stress. Other impediments that have been identified are physical health issues such as sore throats and other infections. Other impediments have to do with a sense of isolation, a sense of depression, or a sense of anxiety. So all of these potential obstacles that the teenagers could run into in the college environment are identified in a college health center, and strategies for students to learn skills and techniques to avoid these obstacles, methods to relax, to reduce anxiety, which can include exercise, which can include meditation, which can include counseling, identification factors for potential depression, such as a lack of interest in activities, a lack of energy, a sense of isolation, a sense of sadness, a lack of appetite or increased appetite, can be treated with counseling and sometimes with medication. So certainly the common conditions that we see among college students can be addressed with many of the resources on campus. So as a parent, if I don't feel comfortable in providing this information to my son or daughter, I would certainly encourage them to make an appointment for a wellness examination at the campus student health center, where they can talk to a physician or nurse practitioner or physician's assistant or health educator who can give them the information and answer their questions in a confidential and private environment.
Well, I do love that you mentioned sleep as well, because that's a pressure that kids, you know, they're studying, they're going out with friends, they're meeting new friends, and then there's that, you know, lack of sleep that goes along with that, which can put their immune systems really at risk as well. In the last minute, Dr. Reed, wrap it up for us about our kids' medical health at college and the safety and wellness of our kids when they're away.
Well, the good news is that students 18 to 24 are safer in college than their cohorts who are not in college. So that's some encouraging news for parents. The important bit of advice is to stand by, be there for your son or daughter through this transition for them and for you, and don't hesitate to reach out for resources that are available on campus that can help you and your student make the transition positively and happily.
And remember, your child is going, your young adult is going to face social and sexual pressures. They're going to have the temptation of readily available alcohol, drugs, unhealthy food. So by teaching your children about eating healthy, maybe sending them a couple of healthy packages every now and then, you know, explaining to them about the importance of good sleep and then stress reduction, exercise, and speaking to the mental health people if they feel that they need it. That's really what it's all about when your kids are at college. You're listening to Radio MD, and the show is Healthy Children. Our expert guests are provided by the American Academy of Pediatrics in conjunction with their consumer site, healthychildren.org. This is Melanie Cole, and remember to like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, it's your Radio MD, and stay well.